This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 297,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and the number of confirmed infections is 4.3 million. In the United States, more than 84,000 people have died, and the number of infections is less than a third of the global figure. The UK has the second highest number of deaths and more than 33,000, while Russia has the second highest number of confirmed infections at more than 242,000. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling on governors across the nation to work to reopen schools that have been closed because of the coronavirus. He's also taking issue with comments from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has cautioned against moving too quickly and sending students back to class. Mr. Trump accused Fauci of wanting to play all sides of the equation. It's a comment that suggests that Mr. Trump is tiring of the nation's top infectious diseases expert as the president pushes for the country to reopen. Mr. Trump told reporters that he won't consider the country to be coming back if schools are closed. As the nation enters a third month of economic devastation, the coronavirus is proving ruinous to state budgets. Many governments are being forced to consider deep cuts to schools, universities, health care programs, and a wide array of other basic functions. Many states expect their revenue to plunge by 15% to 20% because government-ordered lockdowns and business closures have wiped out much of the economy and caused tax collections to evaporate. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warned of the threat of a prolonged recession resulting from the viral outbreak and urged Congress and the White House to act further to prevent long-lasting economic damage. The Fed and Congress have taken far-reaching steps to try to counter what is likely to be a severe downturn resulting from the widespread shutdown of the U.S. economy. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.